welcome, welcome to this week's episode of Pal Talk Real Talk. We are your hosts, Henny and Emile.
Hi, Henny.
Hi, Emile. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm doing all right. Weather's great. Everything's perfect.
The weather's been extremely lovely.
It's juicy. I like it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. It's ripe, juicy.
It's been so plump. You know, the weather has got me, like, every time the weather is, like, very warm, I get myself in my, like R&B mode. And lately I've been listening to an R&B collection because, like, the Millennium Tour is next week and Emile and I have floor seats to Millennium Tour. I'm coming for you, Omarion. I was listening to Omarion's music and I realized that man says his name on pretty much all the songs.
Really?
He'll be like, Omarion, I got this ice box where my heart used to live. And I'm actually really excited because I want to see some, like, I know that the Millennium Tour, they always do, like, they always bring in people who are from that city. Like in Atlanta, they brought in Keith Sweat, they brought in like Bow Wow.
Girl, what we got here?
But we got nobody here. Like, no one's gonna come and say, hey,
let me join the Millennial Tour.
Let me come to the Millennial Tour and play like, yeah, some nice ass R&B song. No, it's just not happening. So we're just gonna stick it with the same people that are gonna come and be like, yeah. I'm so excited.
I can't wait for Mario to perform Let Me Love You. I can't wait for that. Or what's that called?
How could you?
How could you?
I breathe?
How do I breathe?
That's that jam.
I love that song.
I can't wait till he picks people on the stage. Like, if he picks me, you see those videos in the shade room where the girls go wild. If he picks me, I'll probably freak out though. I want to be one of those girls that go buck wild on stage. But I know, like, knowing me, I'd be like, this is a lot.
I just feel like it would be on the internet a lot.
Yeah, and I'm uncomfortable with that kind of stuff. If it was a private show, Mario, I can give you a private show. But I can't. So we're just gonna stick it to what's gonna be in my head. And like, it'll be like that. But cool. Speaking of R&B songs, because I do like the R&B music. I was actually doing a lot of research for this episode, and because I wanted to do a segment. You know our segment, we've done it before, and I will introduce it. It's our segment called Who Said That?
Who Said That?
Who Said That?
Who Said That?
Or basically what we take is lyrics that we research the lyrics of a song, and we do some like thorough research to find out where did that lyric exactly come from, because it didn't come from the person you think is singing it. Mm-mm. So for this week, I was like, all right, last time we did a Black History Month edition, this time let's just do a regular one. And I'm like, what is the most controversial thing that I could have thought of that had happened in entertainment at the time that I was growing up when E! News was like popping?
Oh my God, I loved E! News.
E! News was the shit. And I was like, damn, the Brangelina scandal. Like, whew. And if you're not familiar with the Brangelina scandal, let me tell you about this. Basically, Brad and Jennifer Aniston were together since like 1999. They got married in 01. They've been together. And then Brad signed on to a movie with Angelina Jolie called Mr. and Mrs. Smith in 04. They fell in love on the movie. And then shortly after, he divorces his wife and then gets with Angelina Jolie. Now, the rumor is that they hooked up and they were having an affair the whole time.
The whole time? They were filming?
They were having a physical affair. Though they have denied it, they both have said that that never happened. He would never do that kind of stuff. He did cheat.
If you saw the pictures of him and Angelina, come on. Listen, now. Put two and two together.
Fire, they had some fire-ass chemistry. There's no denying that.
Is it considered cheating if he found his homie?
I mean, they're not together now, so it's kind of sad. But, like, it was a huge scandal at the time. Even though they didn't cheat, I still say that he cheated, not physically, but he did cheat emotionally because he said that he fell in love with her while they were in the show. Now, if you fall in love with a woman emotionally, I feel like that was a more... That hurts more, in opinion. So I can understand why Jennifer, she must have been incredibly hurt. Mm. But I wonder, like, we know both the sides. We know the side from Angelina. We know the side from Jen. But do we really know the side from Brad Pitt? Like, can you imagine what this man is going through? Like, in love, like, I'm not condoning anything that he did, but I'm just saying, in love with two women and he doesn't know what to do. And so that was like, I'm like, all right, let me look really deep into that. And I was researching the song. And I saw Avant's song, Lie About Us. And I said, Avant, this sounds exactly like what Brad Pitt was going through. To the damn T. Now, I want to read a small lyric of the song, Lie About Us. We'll include it in the link so you can listen to the song. It's a great song. It has Nicole Scherzinger and from the Pussycat Dolls in the music video. And
I didn't know
she resembles a little bit of an Angelina. Brad Pitt is a huge, huge fan of R&B music. Like, the man loves R&B. So I would not be surprised if he trinkled this little bit of information into Avant to help Avant create, you know,
maybe
this,
it was a song. So tell us the song.
So Avant, which is really Brad Pitt, in this music, he's trying to tell Nicole Scherzinger that he's going to leave the girl that he's with for her. So he's saying, so please don't say you want to give up. How do I tell her that I'm falling in love? And I know you're waiting patiently for that day when we no longer have to lie about us. And he's like, and when you call me, I don't wanna hang up. And I know I say it often, but I can't wait till we no longer have to lie about us. And I said, damn, like that is just is spicy. Like
that sounds like Brad Pitt.
That sounds exactly like what Brad Pitt was going through. He's like, I don't want to lie about us. Like, I'm falling in love with you, but I don't know how to tell Jen that I want to leave her for you. So he writes it in this lyric. And then obviously he's not a singer, so he gives it to an R&B legend and says, I want you to tell my story. So that's my research. That's where my research is.
Wow. That sounds exactly like Brad Pitt. Like, he actually, that's the history of that song is Brad Pitt.
That's Brad Pitt's story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shook.
In the music video.
Cheater.
Brad Pitt is in the rain dancing in that music video. It might not look like Brad Pitt, but it's Brad's soul dancing in the music video in the rain. Mm-mm. He's sweating because he doesn't want to lie about them anymore. And then he didn't, because then he eventually got with her. They got married, had some kids, and, you know, now stuff has happened. But I wanted to conclude that and share that information with you because I think it should be shared. So.
And this is this edition of...
Who said that? So you know what? Let's just get into the topic. Actually, we're going to do something a little bit different this episode. We're, instead of focusing on a topic and bringing a guest or anything like that, we have decided to do a side story. So every once in a while, we will drop side stories, which are, I mean, they're part of the show, but they're not part of the show. You know, Amelia and I were television people. We watch a lot of TV. She watches a lot of reality TV.
I love reality TV.
She watches, you know, court and cheating dramas the way I watch Jerry Springer and Maury.
Yes.
So
this is, we would like to consider this side story of Pal Talk Real Talk. It's called The Court Dilemma. So introducing on our first episode of Court Dilemma, here's our first contender.
Okay. Tell us the story.
All right. So the first one is a 69-year-old guy, and he's from the Netherlands. He decides that, you know what, his age is too old because he wants to, on a dating app, he wants to change his age to being 49 years old. He claims that his sugar babies are telling him he's a young man, but he's 69. So he decides to take this situation to the court.
Ooh.
So he wants to court to change his age to 49 years old because he claims that he's being discriminated on these dating apps. So, honey, what's your thought on our 69-year-old pappy?
I'm really glad that with this court thing, we get to be either judge, jury, prosecutor, defense, the executioner. And I wish I had a gavel because I'm about to tell my court. I think he needs to stop. The damn near 70 years old. 70.
Yep.
69 is basically 70.
Yep.
And he wants to be 50?
No, he wants to be 49 years old.
49?
Yep, 49.
No, absolutely not. That's a lie. He might as well just be honest. If he looked like he was 49, he could push like he was 49.
Yeah.
But did he look like he was 49?
No, he doesn't. he looks exactly like his age. He's just claiming. He's just like, you know what? I have these sugar babies. And they're like, oh, you so young. I don't know why you 69. And then my thing is, if you have sugar babies, why are you on a dating app? And then claiming that the dating app is the one that's cock blocking you. But clearly, it's not.
I think he needs to go. I feel like there's a dating site for senile people. Like,
but you know,
but if he wants a sugar baby, like, he has to know that there's a price that comes along with it. And it's, you know, you're catering to a woman who's younger than you. You have to pay for her expenses. You know, she wants to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Some people have found love. I watch a YouTube couple with a girl who's 23 and a guy who's like 54, and they have a really loving relationship.
Yeah, I'm not with that. I'm not with that old
everybody
age.
Has, like, everybody has their own preference. So I'm not gonna, when you're above the age of consent and a little bit older than that, I think you've grown a little bit wiser. When you're in your 20s, I think it's fine.
Ew, no, it's not fine. It's never fine to date somebody who's like in their 70s, bro.
No, shit, or 80s. He's 50s. But
I'm still old.
Why? Anna Nicole? But actually, that's a really different topic. I feel like Anna Nicole was with that guy just for money. that old guy that
she was yeah, with, yeah.
I feel like Anna Colesworth was just with that guy just for money. But in his case,
yeah.
No, absolutely not. I watched the show Grace and Frankie, and I've seen love at old age, so it can happen.
My other thing is, if you let this guy decide that, you know what, he can change his age, like, who else doesn't want to change their age?
I know. I'm damn well going to say I'm 22. I look 22. I'm going to say I'm 22.
You look like you're a good 18.
No. Then people won't approach me. I don't want to say that I'm in my teens. Really? I hated that time.
One time, I think it was like 2 years ago, and some guy, I forgot where I was. I was at the mall, and he was like, oh, like, you're, he was like, how old are you? And I was like, I think I was like 21, 22 at the time. And then he's just like, oh, man, you look like you're 16 years old. And I was like,
what? How is that any
better? This is me. No, I just looked at him like, so you would holla at a 16-year-old? Like, ew. The way he was approaching it, it just looked like he wanted to talk to a 16-year-old.
That's pedophilic.
I was like, sir, like,
you're going to jail, sir.
You're going to jail. Literally.
So in this case, no, absolutely not. Denied.
I deny it too.
Denied. Denied.
I deny him too. I think, who else doesn't want to change their age?
Everybody wants to change their age. That's why people, when they say they approach 29, they'll say they're 29 three times. So they don't have to admit that they're in their 30s. They'll be like, this is my third anniversary of being 29 years old. No, you're 32. Please stop.
No, and also, just embrace your age. Like, just embrace it. Like,
there is nothing wrong with being, I feel like, there is nothing wrong with being old. Like, you can find love at an older age.
That wasn't his problem. He wasn't looking for love. He was just looking to find these young girls that just keep claiming, who's lying to you? Like, they really, his sugar baby got in his head and was like, you 49. She probably
wanted money.
Yeah.
She probably.
He took that.
There's a lot of sweet talking involved in the sugar baby lifestyle, okay? There's a lot of sweet talking, yes, sir, of course, whatever you want, daddy, kind of stuff, you know, in order to get what you want. And these girls are hustlers, and sir, you've been finessed. And that's the point and blank in the period. So gavel down.
No.
Case closed.
All right. So our next second court dilemma is called the Brighton versus Boson dilemma. It is two couples that have been married for 9 years.
Where did you find this?
I found this on YouTube. It's called Court Divorce. I mean, Divorce Court.
Divorce Court.
Yeah, it's one of the most interesting episodes I've ever watched. So here's the dilemma, right? So these two have been married for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And the wife is claiming that her husband is stalking her. So Miss Brighton claims that her husband of 9 years is stalking her. Mm. He claims that she's just fabricating the whole entire story. Mm-hmm. She said that she was at a friend's house, and he decided that he showed up to the friend's house. She's claiming that her old job that she used to have, he came to that job. She quit the job because he was so jealous of her coworker and her relationship. Mm. He claims that's all a lie. This lady hasn't paid a bill in 9 years, and basically their entire marriage, she's never paid a damn bill. He said if she wants a job, she can have a job.
Was she unemployed the whole time?
I don't think so.
She never paid a bill?
So she just never paid a bill in the house. He has two jobs, so he was paying all the bills. Maybe she was unemployed, like, but then later on, she just got a job. We don't know fully about that story. He's claiming, though, that she's never paid a bill in the house, that he's not stalking her at all, that her coworker is not the reason why she quit that job. He said he's more than glad that she's working because he doesn't have to pay the bills anymore.
I can understand that.
So, and then this is the other claim that he has going on, is the fact that he thinks that his wife is cheating on him. Mm. One day, Mr. Bowden decides that he looks around the house. It's 4:30 in the morning. He's looking around the house. His wife is not home. He goes downstairs. She's not home. He decides to go on a walk at 4:30 in the morning.
Why?
I don't know. So he decided that the right thing to do at 4:30 in the morning is to go on a walk. So
something wasn't sitting right in his spirit.
Because he's going to go on a walk at 4:30. Sorry. So he decides that he's going to go on this walk. 5 miles down, he sees a motel. He sees a lady that his ponytail somehow is similar to his wife's ponytail. Mm. So he looks at the back of that lady. He's like, that's my wife. I'm going to go to that motel and figure out what's going on. He decides that he's going to hide around one of these rooms, right? So while he was hiding around these rooms, he looks inside the car and he sees that his wife is with two other men. There's a driver and the passenger, and his wife is in the backseat of the car. So they get out of the car, and then out of all the rooms that they walk to, they happen to walk by the one where he was standing behind it. As soon as she was about to put the card to slide it in, boom, Mr. Bowden shows up, says, "What the hell you think you're doing?" And she's shook to her seat. Oh my God, what's going on? How did you know I was here? It's a very good question, because he said that he was going on a walk 4:30 in the morning, and somehow, out of all the places he ends up being, was at a motel where his wife happens to cheat. She claimed in court that she was almost going to cheat. Also, before we go on, Mr. Bowden claims that his wife has a secret job. Yes.
What kind?
It's secret. That's what his position is. That
how does he have evidence for this secret job?
That's what we're. How can he walk 4:30 in the morning? I'm not.
There's a lot of speculations here
going on. So he claims that his wife has a secret job, and the secret job is he happens to have pictures of her at the secret job, and claims that some of these pictures he even took for her secret job. So they present the pictures to the judge, right? And then he's claiming that his wife works for a service. She happens to be an escort.
Oh, wow.
That's what he's claiming. So Ms. Bright tells the judge that that's not her, that might be her, but the credit card statements claims that for the escorting job, the secret job, basically, she claims that it was her friend that was using the card. Not her. Interesting.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, in the case of Brighton versus Bowden, where do you stand, Judge Henning?
I am on the side of Mr. Bowden.
Okay.
You're siding with him? I'm siding with Mr. Bowden today. Why? Because I watched this clip, and we'll include the link so you guys can see for yourself. This woman is a liar. Let's say we're going to be the defense. Okay, which side? Okay, hold on. What side are you on?
I'll be on Miss Bright. Okay. Just because we're arguing together.
So the defense chooses Mr. Bowden.
Yes.
And the prosecution chooses... Miss Bright.
Okay.
My client had full knowledge that his wife was doing some fishy stuff.
Yes.
There were certain things that were not sitting right with my client's spirit. And so my client, she doesn't have a job, but all of a sudden she has all this money. And she doesn't spend it to the bills, but yet she has lavish expenses. Was she using her money to take care of herself? Like,
probably, because
getting her hair done, getting new clothes, that kind of stuff.
Ms. Bright and Mr. Bowden are on her terms separated, but he claims that he has no knowledge of the separation.
Everything that she's saying is fabrication. Point blank, period. Fabrication, Your Honor.
Okay, she's fabricating.
She's fabricating.
But my client, Mrs. Bright, if she's not living with him, why does she have to give every information of her life to him? They're separated.
But according to Mr. Bowden, they're married. Where does it say on file that they actually legally file for separation? Because until they legally file for separation, they are still legally married. In which case, she does have to talk to her husband about stuff like this, because that is what he is, her husband. And let us not forget that she's a notorious cheater.
Because even though she claimed that she was cheating at that time, why was your client walking 4:30 in the morning?
Why was client in a car with two men about to get trained?
Because my client can do what the hell the client wants to do. But why did he know that exactly out of all the motels she would be at? How does he know exactly that's the motel that she was going to be at?
My client was with your client for over 9 years. He probably has an intuition. And if she was with that hotel, she's probably been there before.
Oh,
hasn't been there before for multiple times? Who's to say?
How does he know? No, my question is, how the hell does he know? Because your client is such a damn stalker. How the hell does he know where my client was at, Henny?
Perhaps my client was worried that his wife was gone at 4:30 in the morning, concerned for her safety.
So he decides to walk 5 miles to the damn motel to creep on my client?
He was clearing his mind and speculation, Your Honor. Speculation.
And how does he happen to know, out of all the rooms in that motel, the room that she was going to
exactly be at? A series of coincidences, no different than anything that happens. This is on an intuitive level. They probably have developed some sort of connection, in which case he probably just happened to be there. It happens. Things just happen like
that. Does it really happen?
My client, maybe, if you're accusing my client of stalking, let's put this together. If you're accusing my client of stalking,
okay,
how do you not know? What if he, hypothetically, and I want to put this hypothetical, he could have just looked at her GPS.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Probably worse. I want to retract my statement.
No, 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 no.
But My client has to be aware.
So he could have been okay, go on.
My client has to be aware that something fishy was going on. He maybe went to go clear his head. Why was your client out at 4:30 in the morning with two men? That's
because she does not live with her husband. He knows. If my client has showed actions that prove that she's not interested in this marriage, why does he keep pushing for somebody who ain't here for him?
She was at the house and then leaves abruptly.
She wasn't at the house.
She wasn't at the house the whole time. Would he know that?
He woke up 4:30 in the morning and decides to look for his wife, and she's not home yet. Mm. So clearly she's been gone all day.
This is just mad. She's sneaky. She's sneaky.
And
my client's probably paranoid because she's probably done stuff like this before.
Your client claims to have two jobs, right? So why is he waking up 5 in the morning for a man that has two damn jobs? Aren't you supposed to be worried about your paychecks? Because clearly my client's not living at home with you. You got to pay all these
bills.
Where
is she staying if she doesn't have where she's...
She's staying with her godbrother.
Let's go back to this godbrother situation. Explain this godbrother situation. My client has said it point blank in the period. There is no such thing as a godbrother. He's either your brother or he's not. He's probably the one she's having an affair with.
Her godbrother. Okay? That is her godbrother. And she's staying with her godbrother. And your client, Mr. Bowden, has done showed up to my client, Mrs. Bright's house multiple times. Okay? He even has pictures. He's taken pictures outside the house and told her to come out. So why are you concerned? Why are you checking, Mr. Bowden?
Because the brother that she calls her godbrother is probably the one that she's been laying under the bed with. And then the man that she were with, she's a notorious cheater. She's a notorious cheater.
My client can open.
They're not legally separated. They're not legally separated.
In the state of my world. If the things happen, the things happen.
She's an escort. Your client is an escort. Let's talk about this. Was she using her escorting business as with the two men in the hotel?
Okay.
She's probably escorting those men for tricks and was willing to cheat with her men for the money. Let's talk about, so your client is notoriously sneaking money behind my client's back.
Unless it's the only contact that we have is unless that it's about our children. She does not have to tell that man that she separated from where she at. She's paying bills at her own place, but not on his.
Where is her place? With the godbrother?
Maybe, maybe so. Do I have to legally tell you this? Absolutely not.
If we're developing assets and what's custody, what's best
okay,
for the custody.
Okay, fine. She's staying
child.
With the godbrother, okay? Gosh, take it.
Probably hooking up with.
Okay, whatever. My other case would be... your client, Mr. Bowden, is such a stalker that the fact that she had to quit her other job because he was jealous of her coworker. So that's why she can't tell what her new position is because your client has been stalking her the whole time.
Or perhaps your client doesn't want to tell my client her new job because she wants to spend all the money for herself since she relies on my client to pay the bills for the house that she doesn't live in but also occupies their Wi-Fi.
What do you gain from this?
I'm putting finances in order. She probably expects him to take child support, even though now she has funds to pay for her child support with her so-called escorting business, which, by the way, isn't escorting illegal?
Not if you do it underground. Listen, not if you do it underground, it ain't legal. She has to maintain her own position because she cannot depend on the stalker to take care of her.
She depended on him for 9 years and he worked two jobs busting his ass to pay for the bills, and yet she did nothing. What kind of relationship is that?
An idiot. He's an idiot.
She's a user. She's a manipulator. And he's lucky that he got out.
He thrives off of the fact. Let's be real.
My client wants to be a successful father. That's probably what...
He ain't even worried about his kids. He's just jealous the fact that she got to cheating first. Let's be real. No. And the fact that it's his fault that...
He's a good man.
Is he?
He would never cheat.
He's obsessed. He likes the fact that his wife don't pay him no type of dime or attention. And then he's out here like, you know what? I'm going to stalk my wife, try to get her back. He's a loser that needs to move the hell on.
Fabrication.
Clearly, she's been cheating multiple times, Henny.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Like this,
she has been cheating multiple times.
I'm not claiming that.
The defense of hers of that cut statement.
But whatever, I forgot about. I can never be a lawyer.
We suck at lawyering. We're so bad.
But let's be real. I have a question though. So my question would be: if somebody has proven to you multiple times that they're not interested in you, why does he keep pursuing something that clearly has shown within their actions that she's not interested?
Mm.
Like, he's the one, like, she's just trying to move on and leave him out. She's over him, but he's the one that just keeps wanting to, like, tag along.
There's no denying that she's completely done with the relationship.
Yeah.
I think what he really just wants is an explanation as to why she was willing to break the laws of marriage, you know, where it says, for richer, for poorer, in sicker, in health, till death do us part. Yeah, she broke that when she was in between cars to two men running her escorting job.
She was having a good time. A good time.
Yeah, and getting paid for it, too.
And at least she's getting paid for it. Okay, what about the losers that just do it for free? Okay, how about that? At least my client is getting paid for it, honey.
My client works two jobs, busting his ass to take care of his children, and she can't even pay for anything.
She is paying. We don't know. You have no evidence of her not paying, though. Let's be real. You have no evidence.
She literally says in the clip she never paid for a thing in 9 years.
No, she hasn't paid no bills in the house for 9 years because he maintains two jobs. So what if she gets another job? That's her money.
No.
No?
Not in any sort of marriage.
What?
Not in any reasonable marriage.
Marriage is not reasonable because the homeboy is a stalker, bro. Like, he's a stalker. Like, how does he know that, like, the fact that he is showing up 5 in the morning at a motel, she was doing whatever what a free woman must do in the
world. He was not aware of a separation. Let's be real with that.
It showed in her actions that it clearly, but she's not home no more.
Verbally say, we're getting separated, let's put the laws into this, I'm done, and have the legal separation.
She probably can't afford it. That's why she can't.
But she has an escort job and can afford nice things.
You have no idea about the escort job. That card, her friend was using that card. Her friend, not her. You have no proof.
How did the money get into her?
Because she's such a good friend and she's such a considerate and kind person that her friend had a situation where they had their urges and they needed to take care of it. And my client, Miss Bright, was like, you know what? I'm going to be such a good friend. I'm going to give you some. So that's what ended up happening.
Mm-mm. I don't think what my client was doing was too...
He had pictures. He was texting my client.
He was trying to get evidence so that he could probably use it to get the full custody of his child.
I don't think he's interested in the custody of the children. I think
he is interested. Yeah, he is interested because he blew up her phone to try to get in contact with her daughter because her daughter's phone was dead.
Mm-hmm. So what?
That's a man who's interested in the well-being of his child.
No, that was a man that was interested at my client being at her godbrother's house. That's what he was interested in. Your dude is a desperate ass.
Why
man.
Would I want he's my child? Let go why would I want desperate. My child to be with another person that's not her, his dad? Like, I just wouldn't feel comfortable with somebody, a godbrother. That
he knows your client already knows who this person is. It's not somebody.
If he's not comfortable with this person,
he never said that. He never said he wasn't comfortable with it. He just said, "Oh, I couldn't reach my child, and I was concerned."
As any concerned person would be, would you really leave your? Would you really?
The mother was there. The mother was there. How are you concerned when the mother was with her child?
But if the mother has said that we're separated and won't let me see her,
that's not what was happening. He was just picking up the kid from school,
but it won't let me get in contact with the child.
Eventually you got in contact with the child
through the mother, who wouldn't answer her phone.
Okay, so, and he blew up that phone 107
because I don't
times.
Trust her with the godbrother.
It's not about
who's
no
not
godbrother.
Really a godbrother. He's just some, she's probably banging him, or he's probably her pimp. What do we know?
You know what, these conclusions are very interesting of yours. I never thought about him being a
he's
pimp.
He's probably her pimp.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it.
Your client is sleazy. Point blank in the period. She hides her assets from her.
She's an independent woman that hiding her assets for herself, honey.
She's hiding her assets.
Okay.
She's neglecting to inform her spouse about their separation. Whether and as we has to go to a divorce court, she's lying through her teeth about where her finances are even coming from, saying that it's coming from her friend and her friend is using the card because her friend gave her the cash and that's her homie and that's just the type of friend she is. When in reality, she's sneaking off in the middle of the night in a hotel room with two guys in the back of the car. She's out there. There are pictures of her online and to conclude it. She's a full-on escort. Like, she's a full-on escort. She was probably doing was sneaking off with the two guys to get paid. She put the card in the hotel under the hotel, like the hotel door. And that was her, and that was where she probably got a call in the middle of the morning. Hey, there's two guys outside. We want to pay you for our services. She goes, "Oh, bet. I'll meet you guys outside." She probably did a little something in that car, but didn't want to get too caught up and decided to do the wild stuff inside the hotel room. Your client is sleazy, and my client deserves some sort of compensation for the emotional damage that he's been put through, the years of working two jobs to provide for the bills that she refused to pay. He probably paid for her jewelry and all and sort of nice things because that's the loving, doting husband that he is. And your client just can't contribute to that. Point blank in the period.
I see your point. My other point would be is if your client claims all these accusations of on my client, then if she is an escort and she happens to be with two dudes at a motel where he happens to be there 5 a.m. knowing exactly what room she's at, maybe he is her pimp. Have you ever thought about that? He's the one who has all these information. How can she do all of these things when he's always there?
He can't be her pimp because what kind of condoning loving husband would allow? Because
he ain't. He's not a condoning loving husband. He is a loving stalker. How is he a loving husband? There's what no proof kind of that showed that there was love in this relationship. It just proved that it was a man that wants to pay the bills. Here's the thing. If he wanted for those 9 years of their marriage, let me finish my case. I'll let you finish your case.
Okay.
Pause, dog. Let me finish my shit.
Okay.
Okay. First and foremost, nobody asked him to pay no damn bill. If he wanted to, listen, if he, all those 9 years in their relationship, it was never a problem of him paying bills until she started wanting to do some stuff for herself. He could have spoke up the whole time in that 9 years of marriage for her to pay a bill, but he never did. If she wants to start working and she wants to start making her own money, then let her do that. And also, if she's in escorting, why is it the fact that he's the dude that's stalking her? He happens to be wherever she's at. He would have found out if she was doing all these escorting businesses because he's there all the time stalking her. So how is she doing this if he's there all the time?
Perhaps. Okay, first and foremost, I want to go back to that paying husband thing.
Okay, go ahead.
What kind of man would turn down a woman who says, I will pay for part of the bills and in a loving relationship? Do you think he wants to work two jobs? Do you think he wants to bust his ass working two jobs? He could be spending that time taking care of his two children. What kind of husband would say, no, ma'am, I want to be the provider in the relationship. I want you to just hang around. I'll pay all the bills. No, of course, he even said so himself. If she had approached him with a job and said, I have a job, he'll be like, yes, of course. Help out with any sort of bills. Pay for the kids.
Remember your words. You said that he's a loving husband.
And we're in 2019. What kind of loving husband wouldn't want his wife to also equally work in the job? No, he's a loving husband and he wants to take care of his wife. But he also, he would not mind. He would not be opposed to her working. And if it's something that she's passionate about, of course he will do it within the laws of the marriage. Not going around hoeing around with 2-3 guys at a time, running her escorting business, lying to her teeth and saying that this is where she's getting her finances and not contributing any part of it to the bills. He had to look into her credit card finances to realize that she was running some sort of fishy business. And
your client, if he has two jobs, why is he so damn concerned about the livelihood of my client? You have two jobs,
because
right?
They're in a marriage.
Kids? No. You have two jobs and you have kids to take care of because you're such a loving husband. You're worried about your children. Why are you helping my business? And her business, I mean, my client's business.
Because he cares about her.
He's just sad that she does not give him attention no more. He's doing all of this just to try to get her attention back. Your dude's desperate, bro.
No, your client's a hoe.
My client might be a hoe, but at least a hoe is going to do what a hoe want to do.
Yeah.
And she's
a cheating hoe. Okay. And he deserves some sort of compensation for what he's been through. He deserves whatever she gets for her escort money, he deserves at least half of that. For the emotional distress.
For the last time, Henny, Defender Henny, whatever your name is.
Defense,
okay. For the last time, she's not an escort. Because if the dude has been stalking her for so much, he would have already known if she was an escort or not. Clearly, the only time he brought up her escorting or secret job was at the motel. And the
he
card
probably had
that
realized
she used
her sneaking off all the time. Her having all this money out of nowhere. Her being in the car together with two men. Her in a hotel, about to go into an hotel room, ready to cheat. He had to have considered something fishy is going on. Besides, how is she getting all this money from all these men? Either she's a sugar baby, or like she's married, she's engaging with rich men, which isn't possible because here she is in the back with two cars, in the back with two guys.
So a lot of people do that.
There's no condoning. Go about your whole behavior, just not within a marriage.
Well, if the marriage is over, so this actually,
according to her,
it's over.
He didn't even know she was separated.
You don't need papers to say a marriage is over. The feeling is there.
He didn't even know about the separation.
My client just wants to start a life, okay? And this dude, Mr. Bowden, is all up in her business. Let my client live. If she wants to do her hoish ways, let her be her hoish ways. Why are you in her business? He's just mad that she's a hoe for everybody except for him. That's it. That's why he's tripping. He sees her, literally. Bro, your client should have broke up with her the moment that he saw her with two dudes at a motel. Like, that should have just told him to move on. But no, he still kept his stalkerish ways. In conclusion?
No.
No?
You know what? If the roles were reversed, if the roles were reversed and this is Mrs. Bright doing this to my client, Mr. Bowden, you would think that she was a fatal attraction type of crazy woman. But in reality, he's just a man who wasn't getting emotional love from his household and was wondering why his life, the woman that he's been with, the woman that he shared a daughter with, why she wasn't showing that emotional connection, why all of a sudden she started sneaking around and creeping around. My client has been through emotional stress, physical, financial damages, physical stress, because it's probably having walking around on the 4 a.m, he's probably stressed the fuck out. I can't imagine the extra type of pain that my client has been through. Like, what kind of woman would do that? What self-respecting woman would do that? And on top of that, she's getting money that he could, I don't even think my client would have a problem with her escorting. Actually, he would. But I don't think my client would have a problem with her getting a job if she contributed to the household. If they had an open communication, but she's not out here communicating. She's out here
because she's not bopping left and right. My client is not interested anymore. But if your client had
communicated to my client,
she doesn't have to communicate. Actions speak louder than words. Mr. Bowden and the defender, Hanny, listen, it's over. This marriage is done with. We don't care for it.
No, this marriage is done. And that's why my client is seeking divorce.
No, she was the one seeking divorce, sweetheart. Well, I don't know actually about that, so
that's why my client is seeking divorce.
My client's seeking divorce first.
My client's seeking divorce.
Mine's is first.
Thank you. That is our second case, which is a little bit
court dilemma.
Which was a little bit of a heated conversation.
It was.
I was ready to
scratch
your eyes out for my client.
I completely understand where you're coming from, and then I completely understand where my client is coming from. But at the end of the day, like, I think they're both crazy.
Absolutely.
They're both crazy.
No,
they love the attention that they both get from each other.
I think they thrive off of the craziness together. Yes. I think that's...
crazy is kind of fun sometimes, but...
Yeah.
Eventually it wears out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that he...
He
needs to move on, and she should have been honest from the jump.
I think
she wasn't emotionally invested, but I think she was leading him on physically. Like,
but you got married.
She wasn't connected to him. She probably just gave up on him emotionally. But there's no doubt she's probably cheated on him before.
I think she's cheated way before,
multiple times.
I agree. I wish there was.
I can understand the hurt that he's been through.
Yeah, because he really loves her.
Yeah,
and it just sucks. You guys don't like. Walk away from things, people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be caught up in, like, some stuff like that.
I can't believe we were the defense, prosecution, and the judge. Now we're the judge, so we've decided that both of them just need their own space and to focus on their children.
Yeah. They're both losers in my eyes.
And they could just cut that marriage and just, like, never speak to each other unless it has to do with the well-being of their children.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's pretty much it.
And we have adjourned.
I'm going to get the gavel sound.
In conclusion.
You guys know how it is. We end the show every time with a lady of the hour and a gentleman of the night. So my gentleman is Russell Wilson, aka the greatest man that has lived so far. Like, this an all-around gentleman. Like, the way he takes care of Sierra, no doubt, 10 out of 10. And I like the fact that, like, with Future's kid, he considers him his son. He'd be like, my son and my wife deserve some sort of, like, let me read the statement that he had written. And this is why I think Russ Wilson is such a great man, because, like, he really cares about the well-being of his children. He cares about the well-being of his wife and the emotional stress that she's probably been through and the acts of Future. And I know a lot of people like Future because every time he goes through his feelings, he creates a really good album. But I don't listen to Future's music, so I don't give a shit. But...
So I will say he makes his music is bomb.
I'm always the last on the music trend with Future, but I do keep track of whatever goes down with the Russell Future Sierra development. And I have to admit, like,
aren't we've you guys, talked about it before too.
Yeah. Yes, we have talked about it.
Yeah, we have talked about it.
Why I forgot about that. Oh, okay. So this is what allegedly the message that Russ had sent. He said, due to the success, and by the way, Russell had won, had gotten $144 million for a contract for with the Seattle Seahawks. So he got paid. He even sent like $12,000 to his linebackers in Amazon stock. Just today, the Shade Room had reported that he got $12,000 in he gave away $12,000 each to the linebackers. So he's a giving man, not only to his family, but to his teammates. He's a real all-around supporter. And this is what he said. He said, due to the stress future causes Sierra and future junior, Wilson said that he doesn't want his wife to deal with. Here's what Wilson had to say during an interview with the paparazzi. I don't like seeing my son and my wife stressing about such a minuscule amount of money. Sierra and her ex constantly argue because he's not consistent and can go months without even paying. I can provide for my family without his little coins, and I'm sure he needs the money more than we do. He's got other needs. He's got other kids in need. No need for him to extend himself because we are set for generations ahead of us.
Damn, little coins. I want to be stupid wealthy that I call another wealthy person broke.
I know, the way he just said he could take care of those kids with little coins.
Oh, that's he gotta said hurt. We are set for generations.
Oh my god, future's was about to drop a lot. I was just pissed from this one statement. But yeah, no, so Russ Wilson, I mean, before that, I always thought he was just like a genuine great man, because the way he talks about Sierra is just like super romantic, and everyone always says, get you a Russell Wilson, and I genuinely mean it. Get you a fucking Russell Wilson. Don't settle, ladies. Get you a Russell Wilson. Do not settle for anybody, people. Don't settle for anybody. Get you a Russ. Okay? Mm-hmm. Top notch. We taking Russell nothing. Yeah. So.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, that is my gentleman of the night.
And my lady of the hour is Sierra.
This beat is
automatic. Sierra's the shit. Yeah, my lady of the hour has to go to Sierra. Like, to go from future to Russell and to see her life elevate so much, I need the prayer that you said to God.
For sure.
For real.
I need everything. Okay. How you did it, where you did it, when, like, what I need were to you
know
wearing?
How many days were you praying? Like, how many days were you praying? I need to know exactly wherever you were sitting. I need to know.
Yep.
I'm saying, like, but Sierra, I give her a shout out, because at the end of the day, she wouldn't end up with a man like Russell if she didn't elevate her life up. Mm-hmm. That's what you guys have to always remember. It's like, you have to level yourself up, and you have no choice but to meet somebody who is in the same whatever area that you are in.
But she really fell down in order for her to get up.
Yes,
like, she really been through a lot with the whole future situation
and that probably that's emotionally down,
and
yeah,
she got up better.
Yeah,
and then she,
that knew, proves
she didn't
to
settle.
You
I think
yeah.
at that point she knew she shouldn't settle for anybody, and she
listen
stepped
people
up her game.
You never ever in your entire life have to have a conversation with the right person about how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Never fake friends, fake you know, sometimes your the relationships that you are in, it can be in with a fake friend because you think that's like your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And they can be fake towards you in the sense that of how they're like treating you and all that. You could be in a relationship with a fake friend, but you they claim to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, my lady of the hour goes to Sierra. I think she's wonderful, and she really teaches y'all to, you know, don't settle.
Level up
within yourself first. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to meet somebody who's greater. Everything that you're looking for is already inside of you. Like, don't ever sweat about it. Take care of yourself first, and you have no choice but to meet somebody who's going to take care of you. You are an example of how to love yourself to other people. You're an example of how you other people will treat you. Mm-hmm. You do you first and make yourself, give yourself a little crown on your head. You know, be that person. Mm-hmm. Remember, you ain't never have to explain yourself to somebody that's the right person for you, because whether it's in friendships or relationships, the right people in your life, you know exactly your worth, and you never have to have a conversation about that.
Perfect. I can't end it better than that.
Boom.
So yeah,
thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the show. I just have one last thing to add, and that is, if you have any questions, if you guys want to hit us up, we are on the Instagram, the gram. We are on the Instagram. We are also on the Facebook, are we?
The Facebook, yeah. We do have
a Facebook
page.
We are on the Facebook. Our Facebook is still old radio days, but I know for people who watch Facebook.
Or yeah, Henny and I updated all of the episodes on Facebook, too.
Yeah, so hit us up on the gram and the Facebook. And
For
business. And if you have anything that you want to share with us that you want us to give you our advice on, like, hit us up on the gram. And just tell us your story, and we'll give you the best advice we can on the air.
And then also, our Gmail is
paltalkrealtalk@gmail.com.
If you want to do any businesses with us or any ventures, future adventures.
Okay. All right. And that concludes our episode of Child Talk Real Talk. Thanks again for listening. Take care of yourself. Be good to your mental health. And that's that.